Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Ch-ch-chumba.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Anything to shake, that's what I meant. My football tank's got me drinking.
Back at it again with our season preview podcast series. We've got the former player's perspective from Jimmy Nielsen. We had the media perspective with Ali Trost. And now we've got current Sporting KC defender Jalen Lindsay here. What's going on, Jalen?
Not much. How you guys doing?
So I heard you guys just got out of a team meeting, and I'm very curious about the happenings of a Peter Vermees team meeting. Who's a teacher's pet in that meeting? Who answers all the questions and is like very into this?
I would say Ilya is probably, I wouldn't say a teacher's pet, but he likes to answer a lot of the questions.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that Ilya is he's really into things all the time, even just like in practice and stuff like that. And then, he's coming from Spain, so sometimes maybe some, you know, words aren't like going through his head correctly. He's just trying to figure it out. So, he's always just like answering questions and like always just trying to be focused, which is not a bad thing at all. It's always a good thing to be like focused and like tuned in and stuff like that. So, I'd probably say Ilya is one of those guys that's always answering the questions and stuff for the team, I guess.
We will get to some soccer, but what about the polar opposite of that? Who cannot pay attention in these meetings? Who can't do it? Who is not a good student in school?
I'm trying to think who is not, because I mean, with Peter's meetings, I mean everyone's focused. So anybody is not focused. So I couldn't really answer that question because, like I said, with Peter's meetings, like you better be paying attention, because if you're not, then you're gonna get screwed over later. So
yeah, that's good. That's a good answer. I think fans will like to hear that one. So what are we, where is like 7 days out from the season, 6 days out from the season now? Thad is getting tingly. I can tell he's finally getting excited for the league.
Yeah, Cody and I fight over the word tingly. I'm not ever going to admit that I'm tingly with Cody on a call. So
I'm just trying to get the guy excited, get his energy level up. We're doing a fun podcast. We got a player on, you know, I'm just trying. I'm doing my best, Thad.
Yeah, well, I have fun, you know. Not with you. So how's the team looking, Jalen, man, going into the season?
I think we're looking really sharp as of right now. I mean, I think preseason down in Arizona went down really well. I think better than I expected. And, you know, I think we did really well in the games that we played in, especially games like Colorado and Galaxy, and especially our inter-squad matches and even against Phoenix Rising as well. I think all those games, not just like the starting group, but as well as like the team that came in at halftime, or maybe the other like side of minutes, did really well as well. Like, as well, so I think everyone's looking sharp as of right now, and I'm excited to get the season going because we look really, I guess, just say we have a lot of energy and we're live, and so I'm really excited to see what happens.
Is that kind of like the general mood? Everybody's just wanting to get the next game, get that first game going.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's the energy right now. Is like, you know, the game's right there on Saturday, and we want to get there and just, you know, get it started already. We're all excited, so it should be a good one as well.
See, we're all with you, man. Jalen can get me excited, Cody. Just not here. lots of new faces. Well, I would say lots of new faces, but a few new faces. You know, guys probably slotting into the starting lineup. Lots of new academy brothers coming into the team. How are those guys fitting in, man?
I think they're fitting in really well. I mean, I think especially, in this club, this organization, we have a culture that's very culture, I should say, from even just like the older guys that they've made it as. And, you know, when we get new guys coming in, I think they all pretty much fit in pretty quickly. And, you know, they're really comfortable. I mean, I know, especially, I guess, the new homegrowns, Grayson, Ozzie, and Brooks. I mean, I guess we all know each other. We're all like young guys. And when they came in, it was just like they were already comfortable with everybody and stuff like that. And especially with new guys, you got guys like Remy and Izzy as well. When they came in, it was just like we, you know, treated them like family already, and they're already within the team. So I think they fit it. They're all doing well. I mean, I think as of right now, they look sharp and stuff like that. So hopefully they just keep it going.
Speaking of Izzy, how's he doing fitting in, and how does it work for you trying to match up with different center back pairings next to you?
Yeah, he's fitting in really well. He's a great guy on and off the field, and especially he has a lot of experience that, you know, maybe I don't have yet, and that's something I can probably take from him as well. And you know, working with him has been, you know, obviously a pleasure as of right now, and it's been really good. We have a good little partnership going right now, so hopefully that bond will just get stronger as the season goes on.
Are you expecting your role to change this year? I assume you are expecting to see more minutes.
Yeah, so I think my goal for this year is obviously, like you said, to get a lot more minutes this year and just be that consistent starter within, you know, the season, and just get that whole, like, I guess, run of games, like, within the season. Because, you know, like, past couple of seasons, I've kind of, like, came in and played a couple games and then came out. And, you know, like, this year my goal is to, you know, just pretty much start every game and consistently, and just get, like, a whole, like, full of the season, like, that feeling. So that's just my goal of the season, and hopefully I can accomplish that.
Do you have any breakdown of New York that you can share with us?
What do you mean? Just like as in like what we want to try to do, or?
Well, what you expect from them? You know, don't give away any trade secrets.
Yeah, Thad wants you to give away all the tactics that you just.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. No, I know how much trouble I'll be in.
That's why I was asking, just to make sure. I just didn't want to
answer. And I know Patrick will yell at me if I ask that question.
No, yeah, we know from New York, especially playing in the past, that they're a team that really likes to press. And, you know, our goal is just to kind of just, you know, keep the ball moving around, just move it quickly, and just try to make runs off the ball. That's the most important part for us. Because a big part of our game is like possession wise. And, you know, if we can keep the ball around this team against a New York team that likes to press, then I feel like we can really tire them out, and, you know, hopefully we can come away with the win.
One of the difficulties, I mean, there's lots of difficulties obviously last year, but one of the differences was when you guys would play, you would fly in that same day, you know, take a nap and then go play. I'm not sure if that still the same schedule for everybody this year, and how was that adapting to that?
This year, I'm not sure exactly. It might depend on the trips. I mean, I know this game in New York, we're going to fly in the day of, because I didn't know if, for me, I obviously don't know, because I didn't know if, you know, maybe if it's like a longer flight, like I say, like I should say New York, I didn't know if we would fly in, you know, the day before and what or whatnot, but I know that we're flying in the day of. So, and especially starting that last year of like flying the day of, for me, I kind of find it beneficial, because it's kind of like you're like, you go in, you play the game, then you're kind of out right away and you're going back home already. So you're not there for that long. So, I mean, kind of adapting to that was, I guess, kind of easy for me. Just so like you're going to the game, like I said, like you're just getting there and you're getting out and you're playing the game and, you know, getting the result and you're leaving. So I think adapting to that was pretty easy.
Probably one of the downsides is you don't get to go and hang out in, you know, the different restaurants and stuff afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, hopefully, I mean, I know, especially last year, obviously COVID was still like pretty bad and stuff like that. And it's still bad now, but You know, hopefully, you know, towards like maybe from a year from now that maybe it goes down a little bit and, you know, we can go out to those restaurants again.
Yeah. And I saw that you just recently had a big birthday, the 21st birthday, yeah, not too long ago.
I did.
A happy late birthday. I know it was preseason, so you probably didn't get to go out and celebrate the way you would want to, but
he may not get to celebrate that till the next off season.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what I was saying. I mean, pretty much. I mean, like, all we did was just like, we're in the hotel, we just had dinner and that's about it. So, I mean, not like your typical 21st birthday, but, you know, I'll take it. It's whatever. I was with my teammates and stuff like that. And, you know, I couldn't ask for, you know, I guess a better birthday. So,
and you're not a typical 21-year-old either.
Not really.
That makes sense.
Not at all.
All right, Jalen. Well, thanks for coming on. We'll bother Patrick again to get you back on here one of these days soon.
Yeah, for sure. Perfect.
Appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys ever want to contact me and get on again, that's totally fine. I'm not really doing anything anyway. So I got soccer and then I'm going home and playing Xbox. That's about it. So
wait, what are you playing on Xbox right now? FIFA?
No, I'm a big Warzone guy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, nice. I'm in between Warzone and FIFA. So like one of the two. So.
All right. Well, we'll let you go, man. Good luck on Saturday.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Right, you thank you.
Yep. Thanks for having me on.
And three on goals ain't all that rough. Our skipper has just been sent off. Some part of strong evolve gone soft. My butt tanks got me drinking. My butt tanks got me drinking. My butt tanks got me drinking. Give me beer, whiskey, winter gin. Anything to shake this, but I'm